The Colorado Avalanche have been in Colorado for 20 years now. We've had some amazing players take the ice, and we've had some guys here just long enough to get a cup of coffee with the team. They come and they go, and we're going to remember each and every one of them. Every Avs player ever. The stars, the flukes, the traded, the retired. Every Avs player ever, one by one, until we're done.
Johnny Boychuk.
Boychuk is a large defenseman who is known to play a hard-nosed physical game of hockey. He has devastating open ice hits, and he likes mixing it up on the boards, and he's not afraid to drop the mitts either. When he's not mixing it up, dropping the mitts, or agitating other players, he's known to be a pretty good defensive defenseman. He's got a good pass out of the offensive zone, and he's got a slap shot in the mid-90s. According to HockeysFuture.com, he plays with confidence, but needs to play with a little bit more physical edge and consistency every night. According to
AJ Hafley,
Johnny Boychuk was just a bad scouting by the Avalanche.
Which is likely because they brought in a defenseman and tried to play him as a winger.
Richard Pollock.
Okay, so Johnny Boychuk, 6'2 defenseman. He was the 61st overall pick for the Avalanche back in 2002. He debuted in 08 for the Avalanche. He played against Islanders. Funny thing is, he's a natural defenseman, but he played wing for the Avalanche in his four games that he played for us. Basically, didn't work out playing wing. I don't know why they didn't play him at defense. I don't even really remember him playing that much. But on June 24th, 2008, he was traded to Boston for Matt Henrick. And we all know what he did with Boston. He won the Cup in 2011 with them. And now he's on the Islanders because of the cap situation for Boston. That's basically it for Johnny Boychuk, four games with the Avalanche.
Unlike many of the other players that we've talked about who only played a handful of games with the Colorado Avalanche, Boychuk went on to do some pretty amazing things, including getting his name on the Stanley Cup, which is what every young Canadian boy wants to do. The Avalanche never really did get to see how much wood a Boychuk could chuck if a Boychuk could chuck wood, but we did get a guy named Matt Hendricks out of the steal who brought us some intelligent anger on the ice. I wouldn't say that the Avalanche won that trade, but at the end of the day, you can't win them all. If you like this podcast, tell your friends about it, and then go to coloradohockey.com and click on the button that says Get It on iTunes. Why? Because when it's on iTunes, it's in your pocket and ready for you whenever you're ready for it. This show and every other show that we do is brought to you by AvsFam, absfam.com. Stay awesome.